Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani has been elected mayor of New York City, defeating the former governor, the independent candidate Andrew Cuomo, and becoming the first Muslim ever to hold the office. In his acceptance speech, he had this to say to President Trump.
So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, words for you. Turn the volume up. New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
And of course, he was the Democratic candidate, but another Democrat, Andrew Cuomo, the former governor, entered the race as an independent. And in his concession speech, he was quite gracious about his opponent.
Congratulations to Zoran Mamdani. That is not right. That is not right. And that is not us. That is not us. Tonight was their night. And as they start to transition to government, we will all help any way we can because we need our New York City government to work. We want it to work for all New Yorkers because our city is the greatest city in the world. And we will unite for New York City because we love New York City.
So a gracious acceptance of defeat by Andrew Cuomo. We're joined on the line now by Terry Sheridan, Peabody-nominated, award-winning journalist, senior director of news at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Pat.
Now, it's been a clean sweep for the Democrats in Virginia, in New Jersey, in New York City, of course, the mayoralty, and also Prop 50 in California.
Right, Prop 50 in California. That was the prop where it asked voters to redraw congressional districts to help Democrats pick up as many as 5 seats in next year's midterm elections. It was meant to counter actions taken by Texas particularly, but also Missouri and North Carolina, who had redrawn their districts at the behest of President Trump. But it won overwhelmingly, almost 64% to 36%.
I was watching earlier this morning, which would be late at night your time, CNN coverage of the election. They had Abby Phillips had a panel, and the Republicans were trying to, in some way, diminish the victory and its significance.
The Republicans had a bad night last night. It offered some hope to Democrats, not only California Prop 50, Mamdani, New Jersey and Virginia, but also some very localized elections, such as the Georgia Public Service Commission, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, various local municipalities. As far as the what they've been calling the Big Four, California, New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia, was a clean sweep for the Democrats and has put a little pep back into their step.
Now, Trump reacted to Mamdani's victory in New York City with a four-word post on Truth Social, and so it begins.
Donald Trump was on Truth Social much of the day yesterday. At one point, he was telling Republicans that to end the shutdown, which is something that he said Democrats caused, because he said if they don't, they were going to lose the midterm elections next year. He also said that the reason why the Democrats did so well was because he, Donald Trump, wasn't on the ballot and because of the shutdown, and then just various other things, going to back and forth to Mamdani, calling him a communist, saying what he intends to do to New York, etc.
And it turns out that many of the people who voted for Mamdani don't even believe that he is a democratic socialist. they still voted for him, even though they didn't believe the label that he would happily attach to himself. Now, the problem, and Mamdani himself referred to that quotation from Andrew Cuomo's dad, Mario Cuomo, that you campaign in poetry, but you must govern in prose. And that is the problem for him now. He's made many promises, and will he be able to fulfill any or all of them?
Absolutely. And that's going to be the question. He's 34 years old. He's the youngest mayor New York City has had in well over 120 years. He was a one-term state assembly person, or excuse me, assembly person from a neighborhood in Queens. That's the only political experience he's had. He was a community organizer before that. So now he's got the tough job. People have said it's the second toughest job in America after the president of the United States. He has promised free buses, or turning the New York City bus system free. He's promised such things as city-owned grocery stores to help those who are suffering food insecurity from getting the food, you know, at a reasonable price. Other things he's promised as well. So it's going to be difficult because, again, he has right now a lot of political heft, a lot of political goodwill, but does he have the experience to navigate, you know, the bureaucracy of New York City, and also to stand up to Wall Street, stand up to Donald Trump's opponents, etc.?
Now, the reasons for this failure by the Republicans in all of these important races, it does seem as if the cost of living is massive, and Trump keeps denying in all the interviews that prices have gone up under him. I was looking at the 60-minute interview, and it was Biden this, Biden that, Biden the other. Biden is to blame for everything, all America's ills, even those which have come upon America since Trump took office.
Right. Now, Mamdani's key thing throughout the whole thing was that the city is now unaffordable. That is something that's being felt by Americans across the board. Food is at the highest, even though the example that was used earlier about the price of eggs, that has come down. Everything else, if you walk into a grocery store, has gone up, whether it's because of tariffs, whether it's because cutting off supplies to Canada. For whatever reason, the prices are going up, up, up in the grocery store. There's also a lot of anger towards the Republicans because of what ICE is doing in various cities across the country, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, et cetera. And the images that people are seeing online, on television, in the papers every day has had some sort of an effect. Mm.
And I suppose that's the problem. You know, when you say that people are no longer watching mainstream media, and, you know, they're watching podcasts or listening to podcasts, and they're getting their news online, that Fox News sanitizes everything. There's nothing negative ever about the current regime. But of course, people are getting their news elsewhere. So they are seeing those images of children being picked up and abused, of people being beaten up, pepper sprayed, whatever, at the hands of ICE, who are masked and unidentifiable. And they say, this is not America.
That's right. And again, that's the thing. This is not the America I know. I think that was one of the responses that people gave when they were spoken to coming out of the polls. But yes, there are ways. There's no longer the gatekeepers of the mass media. So whether it's on social media, whether it's just Googling something, whether it's seeing whatever, these images are getting out.
Now, there was a tragedy overnight when a UPS plane crashed in Kentucky. 7 reported dead, 11 injured, and some of those injuries are so catastrophic that the death toll may rise. Is this anything to do with the shutdown and the shortage of air traffic controllers?
That's to be determined. There'll be an investigation. There might be something about that. And when I say might, I'm not trying to be cute here. It's just that's still too early, whether it was that or whether it was some sort of mechanical or pilot failure.
Yeah. And the impact of a shortage of air traffic controllers, of course, those employed by the state don't get paid during the shutdown. How acutely felt is that at airports around the country?
It's starting to be felt, and it's starting to be felt in specifically in airports that are hubs for the various airlines, Atlanta, Houston, for instance. The problem is that the air traffic controllers, as the shutdown goes on, they're starting to call out sick at a rate higher than they did before. So when there's not enough air traffic controllers, there's not enough flights because the airport, the airlines, they would have to cancel the flights in order to make it safe. So that is something that is starting to be felt. But it's not universal yet, but in various hubs across the country, it is starting to be felt.
Well, if it goes on and people are trying to get home for Thanksgiving and this problem becomes more acute, there will be reaction. By the way, are the Republicans explaining why the Democrats are not, therefore, based on these election results, getting the blame for the shutdown?
The Republicans, and again, I've just woken up. The Republicans are saying, again, they're still turning this that the Democrats have the power to open the government right now if they wanted to, because they are the votes that are holding things up in the Senate. Democrats are pointing at the Republicans, say, you control the House, you can change, or the Senate, you can change the rules. It's up to you and the president to either negotiate with us or open it yourselves.
Terry Sheridan, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Now, still to come on the show,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.